two or three beds in one room and the whole family live in one room. Oh, by the way, set that thing off. I got something else I want to talk to you about.
Go ahead and tell me.
I was thinking it's about time to get the Coca-Colas out. And I usually take a little highball at this time. You want one?
Well, I'll leave if you want me to. I realize.
Picture that gin that I showed you.
Yes.
Back in those days, we picked cotton and put it in big striped bag sacks.
What kind of sacks are those?
They were hemp sacks.
I see.
Well, they were out that big. You'd get about 100 pounds of cotton in them and 200 pounds of seed.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'd have to pack the cotton pretty good in to get that much. And I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but it shows you a 6-mule wagon out there in front of that gin that's loaded with those sacks of cotton.
Yeah.
The old gin just had one stand. Now that wasn't a horse-drawn gin, horsepower gin. We had steam in that gin.
Mm-hmm.
And darkies would haul that cotton from the fields, they'd sack it all through the week as they picked it, and haul it to the gin and unload it and go upstairs, pack those sacks upstairs and empty them out, and the cotton went down through a chute to this stand.
Yeah.
And the seed rolled out the front end of the stand. And the cotton just rolled out on the floor on the back. And they had a big old box, strong box in the back with a screw jack in it. And there's two darkies wake to the press.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come there behind the stand and grab up all the cotton, and you'd get a batch of it there as big as you could, and take it back there to that press and throw it in the press and jump in on it, and they'd tromp it in there until they'd get all tromped in they could. And I can remember they had a big can of water that set up there, and they'd wet this cotton, big water cotton, and they sprinkle the sides of the press, wooden slats, sprinkle the sides of the press so that the cotton wouldn't come up so bad when they get off of it. You know, if it was just fluffy, pack it in there, it wouldn't stay down. And they'd get all that up that they could get in there, and they'd spray the sides and press it just like this. Strange old place down here on the river, shipped it all by boat.
Mm-hmm.
And Kosky's Locust Ridge, at least, and Kemp's Landing, they called it. I don't remember ever shipping any cotton on the boat up Tensaw River. But I do remember shipping some seed there. They used to sack those bananas in the front there with a big scoop, and they'd scoop those seed up. They had a rack there that they'd put that